Well, the wait for the Beijing Winter Olympic Games is over. The opening ceremony is just getting underway at Beijing's Bird's Nest Stadium. It's the first arena to host both a summer and winter Olympic opening ceremony. Live in a moment, Olivia Xiong, who's at the Olympic Stadium, and Lo Min Min, who's with Beijing locals at a watch party.
The Olympic flame on its way to the heart of Beijing. Its journey shortened because of COVID-19, but it still passed landmarks like the Great Wall and the Grand Canal. In just minutes, all eyes will be on the flame as it lights the cauldron in the Bird's Nest Stadium. The opening ceremony promises to be packed full of Chinese culture with a modern take. But only select groups have been invited to witness the performance in person. Heavy security has been enforced, with venues sealed off by high fences. Beyond the security and barricades, the public mood is one of pride. Despite the excitement, COVID-19 and politics have become an unavoidable part of the Games. How China tackles these issues will be the ultimate test of whether the Games will be as safe and splendid as promised by President Xi Jinping. Already, more than 300 infections have been detected amongst Games personnel, with about a third linked to athletes and team officials. But Chinese organizers remain unfazed, saying the situation is within their expected controllable range. The Games are also fraught with political tensions centering on allegations of human rights abuses and boycotts. President Xi will be joined by 25 world leaders, including Russia's Vladimir Putin, at the Bird's Nest. But the United States, Britain, and other allied countries have decided not to send any officials.
And Olivia Xiong joins us first live from outside the Bird's Nest Arena. Olivia, we just saw the fireworks going off about 2 minutes ago. The opening ceremony has begun. What does it feel like where you are?
Well, Wei Su, I just want to give you a sense of where we are. Like you mentioned, we're just in that direction, about 2 kilometers away from the Bird's Nest Stadium, where the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics is underway. But if you're wondering where we may be, you may see that there's a crowd behind me, but we're actually within a residential complex. That's because security, as you would expect, around the Bird's Nest area is tight. We had been on the pavement with the crowd just a short while ago. We had a great view of the Bird's Nest, but the police have asked us to move inside. That's because this road over here is where the cars of the foreign dignitaries had passed by to get to the Bird's Nest Stadium. And if you just take a look, it's really a hive of activity here. You have people, young and old, avid photographers, many people who are excited and say they want to be able to witness the action for themselves. Some of them have come from as early as 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. even, many of them wearing their warmest clothes, because it is really a frigid, -3 degrees Celsius right now. Some of them have come with their snacks in hand because they're ready to wait. And while the police have actually advised some of them to go home and watch the television and the live broadcast of the opening ceremony, many have chosen to stay out. They say that they want to witness as much of the action for themselves as possible with their own eyes, because many Chinese do feel very proud that Beijing is able to host another Olympic Games, this being the Winter Olympics. The last Games that it held was the Summer Olympics in 2008. And just to tell you a bit more, we are seeing fireworks just going off again, and there's some excitement over here. And we do know that China is expected to put on a show. The director of the opening ceremony is the same as the 2008 Games, the highly acclaimed Chinese director, Zhang Yimou. And he, if you remember in 2008, that opening ceremony was remembered and watched by as many as 1.4 billion people around the world. And so there are high expectations for this opening ceremony, although it is expected to be scaled down. About 3,000 participants compared to 15,000 back in 2008. The duration of the ceremony is also expected to be shorter, running 2 hours instead of the 4-hour spectacle that we had seen during the Summer Games. Wei Su?
Olivia, of course, this scaling down is because of pandemic controls. And of course, one question we would ask is how have the pandemic and political boycotts impacted the lead up to these games?
Yeah, when China won the right to host the Winter Olympics in 2015, that was a very different world. What Beijing had not expected was a global pandemic to be taking place as it plays host for these Winter Games. Now, China, in the lead up to this, had also been hoping to showcase that it was able to bring the pandemic within its borders under control. It's one of the last few countries to hold on to a zero tolerance approach, as many other countries have shifted to living with the virus. But in recent times, we have seen China, a new flare up of COVID-19 cases here in the country. And so plans to sell tickets to the public have since been scrapped. But China is saying that it will be allowing invited guests into the competition venues up to about 30% capacity, but no overseas spectators are being allowed in. And so that might have put a little bit of a dampener on this Winter Olympics that is going on. Another cloud that is hanging over the games is on the politics front. As we do know, the U.S. is leading a diplomatic boycott of the games, citing alleged human rights abuses by China in its Xinjiang region. And this is something that has angered China. It denies and has called this a lie. But at the same time, China is saying that it is not bothered. And so likely from this Olympics, what it is wanting to showcase from the leaders that are attending the opening ceremony, and what we do know is that there are over 30 world leaders in attendance, China is wanting to show that it does have friends. Top of the guest list is Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has just met Chinese President Xi Jinping not too long ago. And this meeting seeking to bolster China-Russian ties as both sides continue to face pressure from the U.S. and the West. And so this united front, President Xi saying that, it is likely to inject new vitality into the bilateral relationship. Chinese, regular Chinese, also echoing this view of the diplomatic boycott. Have a listen.
<音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音>
大家到现场来感受一下这个气氛之后，明显的会这个有一个相互的理解。我相信大家会借着冬奥的这样一个举办，然后会对我们有更深的理解。他们是出于一些政治目的吧，可能是。然后当然我们国家是不会受这些阻力而干扰到我们的一些比赛啊，他们的正常进行的。对我还是希望我们国家能够。
And earlier there was Olivia Xiong bringing us the electric atmosphere at the opening ceremony outside the Bird's Nest in Beijing.